Hey, my friends, we're back again. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope y'all are having an absolutely fantastic day today. As always, you guys know the vitamin C capsule product of the week will be changing over to the ultimate multiple later on, as you guys voted on it. But something way bigger is happening today. Something enormous, something really cool, something we've never done before. I've told you guys yesterday we were working on something, and I wanted to give it to you guys first thing on this show. I haven't released it yet. You guys are getting, you're basically getting the leaked version. It hasn't even, I haven't done an email on it yet. Everybody's talking about Amazon Prime and all this nonsense, and I'm like, okay, I've got to do something for my customers to show them that I can compete with Amazon. And I am today. I feel like I'm pretty confident on this.
Actually, we're more than competing. We're actually
this is better quality, faster time, and on top of that, let's be real, guys. The Amazon Prime thing. And by the way, if you guys are loaded up on here, let's see if we're live on YouTube. I'm up. They haven't banned me. I should be rolling here shortly. In here, I'm gonna throw the chat on the live chat. You guys want to jump in there? I always like your responses on there. Oh, show starting right now. And so, you know, with Amazon, people are like, oh, you know, it's 50% off Prime Day. Well, it's really easy to get 50% off drywall products that are out of China. Just being honest with you, I'm not making any claims what Amazon sells all the time, but I am making a statement that the vast majority of stuff on their sites, I wouldn't put it in my body. And so you got these products and you have certain companies where they have the margins to go, oh, we're going to give you 50% off, 80% off today only. You know, buy one, get 10 free. Well, you got to ask yourself the question, when it's not on sale, what kind of margins and what type of quality are they producing products that only cost them, you know, a dollar a bottle to manufacture? The reason why our products work so well is because, A, they're extremely high raws, quality. Secondly, we use methylated everything. I mean, everything's 5-MTHF. It's B12 methylcobalamin.
All methylated B vitamins.
All methylated B vitamins. The raws that we get on all of our other products, a lot of them come out of Europe, which getting raws from Europe and getting raws from China, there's no comparison in quality and assay and efficacy. You can't even touch them.
The Swiss make good products, so do the Germans.
Oh, yeah. And remember, Europe has some of the highest regulations in the entire world when it comes to glyphosate exposure, when it comes to quality control. I got to give Europe that. I don't agree with all their policies over there. But, you know, if you're on the chat today and you basically are jumping in here, give me a comment in the chat box in there. Type in something like better or give me a thumbs up and tell me the effects you've gotten from our products that have been better than other ones. I love to get feedback on the show. You guys know I read a lot of it yesterday on there. If you guys are in the group chat, I just brought it up on YouTube live. So check that out. Now, the big to-do today, I'm giving you guys the early version. If you place an order today and it's $199 or more, and you type in VIP ship, it's a coupon code. I'll show you how to do it in a second. VIP ship, I'm giving you completely free express shipping straight to your door. Now, it says 2 to 3 days on there. It's known to be much faster, but I can't make that claim.
Known to be faster than 2 to 3 days, that's fast.
That'd be next day if I would have known for that, but I don't make that claim. So you put that coupon code in, you get the VIP Express experience, and you're getting it early. Nobody even knows about this yet. I haven't even sent an email out on it yet. You guys are getting it here live. Now, if you guys have used it before, you already know how awesome it is. It puts you basically at the front of the list. It goes out immediately. Sometimes it's hand-packed by me. It's extremely, extremely aggressive.
I packed one the other day.
You packed one the other day. It gets through all the rigorous controls. We double-check everything. It goes to the front of the list, and it gets very, very quick shipping. No priority mail, no nonsense, right to your door without any type of qualms. And like I said, I've only had one issue one time. It was a tornado hit somewhere out in Oklahoma. It got delayed. Other than that, it's on point.
So, and don't put a don't rate us on hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah.
We don't control that.
So you guys want to see it? Give me camera 4. I'm going to walk you guys through this if you have a hard time figuring this out, which I made it as simplistic as possible. So say I want to get a bunch of magnesium brain food, which is a great idea. I'm going here to check out. I'm going to get me 4 magnesium brain food. Now I'm at the checkout here. Got my office address in here. You got your normal shipping options, right? So I got my standards free 5-day business days, and I got my VIP 3-day express VIP shipping. Now, I put the coupon code in here. I'll give it to you guys. I put it in earlier. I'll show you guys. It's normally $19.95. Type in VIP ship. Apply. Boom. Your VIP 3-day shipping is completely free right to your door, and it's Wednesday. So you guys will like that.
And the people that are listening to the show live right now, we haven't even done this promotion yet.
No, so I haven't told anybody about this. You guys are the first ones. We came up with this the other day.
So we're gonna make sure that if you put an order in after this live broadcast is born, this stuff's going to get processed right now.
Right now. And so the reason why I'm doing this is, A, I'm sick of hearing people talk about Amazon Prime. So I just figured I'd come out and do something even better, because Amazon Prime doesn't even do this. Not UPS Express to your door really, really quick. And on top of that,
you can't do it at the post office because it's so unreliable.
Don't get me started on the post office. So that is why I'm doing this for you guys. I want everybody to have the ability to enjoy this experience with you and have it first before anybody else does. And the reason why is I know a lot of people have complained over the last year, and it's not just Health Masters. It's everybody. Even I have complained personally about stuff I've ordered from other companies. I mean, the other day, I ordered some T-shirts. It took 9 days to get it. By the time the T-shirt showed up, I was like, why did I even buy these? Oh, yeah, I needed them for this. It's like a week and a half later. And it was in priority mail, of course, once again. I thought to myself, I don't like this. I don't like it at all. My customers deserve better from me. So I'm going to do everything I can to give you guys the best experience on our products at all times. You know that. So VIP ship, use it again, or use it today before anybody else does. Give me camera 4 again. I want to show you guys, just to make this clear. You go up in here in the coupon code, VIP ship. Really simplistic. Apply, and boom. Right over here, you click your VIP 3-day shipping, and it is completely free on your order. So enjoy it, guys. Order's $199 or more.
No, I got to say one thing. The reason we're not doing this on all orders under $199, sometimes this is $20, $30, $40 for us to
do. Oh, absolutely.
That's what they charge us.
If we did this on every order, somebody orders a multiple cap.
No, they order toothpaste.
Yeah. $8 toothpaste, and it's $25 next day or shipping.
Yes, so
I can't. I'll be paying people to take product.
Yeah, we'll be losing out of business pretty quick.
Yeah,
but that's why we can't do it for minimum. So, so just stay tuned. And when you're listening live like this, you get all kinds of special benefits. But I got to talk about one thing here. This is a health article, and it's something that I talked a lot about when I was on seminars.
Okay.
And it's something that I was told not to speak about. I was said, you can't talk about that. And I'm like, why can't I talk about this? And I said, it's the truth. And this is 30 years ago. And it says, I learned the horrifying risks of the miracle ADHD drugs and stopped taking them. But, whoa, now what is she talking about? What miracle ADHD drugs? Well, here's what she says. Mandy Masterpol is one of the 16 million Americans. 16 million? That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, half the population of the state of Florida. Taking ADHD medications, the only catch, she didn't have a disorder. She was like all these college students who, not all of them, but a lot of these college students who take Ritalin because it's an amphetamine salt.
Yeah.
It's like being
four amphetamine salts.
It's like being on meth and on cocaine. No offense. It really is. She took the drugs like Adderall and Ritalin without a prescription. Just she'd get through school work and juggling babysitting jobs and stay energized for parties. By 22, she suffered a devastating heart attack after 5 years of abusing the stimulants, which she likened to legal speed. Very good analogy, by the way. I bought a few and tried them, and that was it. I remember my eyes lighting up, and the colors seemed to be brighter. Everything seemed to be so bright. This is amazing. One pill a day became two pills a day, became three pills a day, became four pills a day. Eventually, she was snorting the drug four times a day. They grind them up and snort them, by the way, like cocaine, with most of her $600 weekly paycheck going towards the cost. ADD drugs such as Ritalin and Adderall are designated Schedule II drugs under the Controlled Substance Act.
Same as morphine, by the way.
Yeah, that's the same category as morphine. Percodan, Demerol, it's all Schedule II. She then began abusing Adderall and Ritalin when she was 17. She enjoyed it for its ability to keep her awake, and sometimes they use it to lose weight, to keep her up with her schoolwork while she was spending time with friends and partying. For people who have ADHD, they can be valuable medical tools, but the problem is they're very addictive. But for those who don't have the disorder, they overstimulate the brain. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. They overstimulate everybody's brain.
That's a fact.
They're kind of trying to make this okay for medical. This is what I used to always say at the seminars. You know, if you've got a child that's on red dyes and blue dyes and yellow dyes and high fructose corn syrup and they're on these junk foods all the time, they're eating cookies all the time, they're getting fat and they look awful and they're tired and they're sick and they don't want to study, and you throw them on a stimulant, Yeah, it's going to make him, you know, act different. Okay? But why don't you just take him off the red dyes and the blue dyes before you put him on a Schedule II drug in the same category with morphine?
And try throwing in the Ultra Multiple Chewable and the Omega-3s. Those two right there, it's actually the back-to-school stack that I put together a ways back. And I'm going to show you guys right here because this was something.
Why are you doing? Let me say this. Ritalin and Adderall are considered one of the top 10 drugs slated for pharmaceutical theft in the United States.
They're right below OxyContin.
Right below OxyContin because people get hooked. So they snort the stuff. And so she'd take this like 6 days a week. The drugs devastated her, decimated her appetite. Her weight plummeted from 140 to 114. The drugs were doing insurmountable damage under the surface. At 21, she became unexpectedly pregnant with her daughter, Shia. And though she said she stopped taking the drugs during her pregnancy, by that point, the damage to her heart muscle was done. And she had a massive heart attack, guys, in her early 20s from this.
Yeah.
And I would tell people to steer clear of these drugs completely. It's not worth it. It may make you feel good, but it's going to tear everything apart. Now, again, why in the world do people want to do this? Because they feel odd. They feel lousy. Now, stay with me for a second. You get up in the morning, you're tired. You go to bed and you're tired. In the afternoon, you're tired. So what do? You hit your coffee, you hit this, you hit that, you hit this. You're not taking supplements. You're not giving your body any nutrients.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so your body is running on empty. And so you're stimulating the adrenals to pump adrenaline, pump adrenaline, pump adrenaline. The heart's going, okay, I'll try to keep up. And suddenly the heart says, I don't even have any coenzyme Q10 left. Yeah. I don't have any vitamins left. I don't have any left. I can't pump.
You're running on straight deficiencies.
And so remember, these things don't have calories in them.
No.
They're stimulating your body's adrenal glands. And so what happens is you eventually start burning yourself down.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why. Like with the purple sticks, I'm adding this in there because a lot of times people get hooked on the coffee aspect and all the other caffeine stimulants. Caffeine does not provide any nutrient density
any
to the body at
no,
all.
No.
Stimulants, amphetamines, Adderall does not add any nutrient density to the body. All it does is stimulate norepinephrine. It causes the body to have adrenaline dump, and it basically stimulates different parts of the brain.
Until your adrenals get exhausted.
Your brain gets exhausted. You start going massive fatigue.
Well, then you step into these types of drugs. Schedule II drugs.
The reason why the purple sticks, I could easily take this product and throw a little bit of purple powder in there, a little bit flavoring, and do about 300 milligrams of caffeine. I could. That's what a lot of pre-workouts are. And you take it, and you're like, you run around crazy for 2 hours, and you just crash. I don't do that. The reason why this product works so good is it's green tea extract with a whole plethora of other nutrients, including a gram of full fruit acai berry per scoop. A gram. Not cheap. Trust me. And then you got all the methylated B vitamins in here. You got super extract blend. You got Mata extract. You got the pomegranate, mango, grape powder. All this stuff is added in here to give your body raw nutrients. That is why I've told everybody, like with children, you cut out the food coloring, you cut out the high fructose corn syrup, you cut out the refined carbs. That doesn't mean they can't enjoy food, right? That doesn't mean they can't have fun food. You can get organic macaroni and cheese if you want. It's actually halfway decent. You know, the other day, I was at somebody's house, and they were going to be making some food for the kids, and they're making macaroni and cheese. I said, what are you going to do? I think we're going to Kraft. And I said, dude, you want me to go to Publix real quick? I pulled a Kraft. Yellow food coloring. Yellow food. Why do you have to put yellow food color into the product that has cheddar cheese in it?
Because the cheese doesn't have a yellow.
Because it doesn't have cheddar cheese in it.
Right.
It's a synthetic cheese goo
blend.
And sure enough, I went to Walmart. They had some of those Annie's organic ones. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. It's not the best, but at least it's organic somewhat. It doesn't have any high fructose corn syrup. It doesn't have any food coloring. They made a bunch for the kids. You cut that junk out of their diet and you put them on the children's cod and the Ultra Multiple Chewable, you will be shocked on what happens. And the way this article ties in exactly what he was just talking about, how mineral deficiencies lead to fatigue and brain fog. Exactly what he just said. You're giving your body all these stimulants but not giving it any raw nutrients and minerals, and the body gets more and more fatigued, more and more brain fog. So what do? You up your stimulant usage. He goes into detail here. He said a person could have slept 8 hours, eaten well, yet still be reaching for their third cup of coffee by noon because they can't quite get going. Before blaming their schedule or age, it may be worth asking a question. What is measured in milligrams? Minerals are the hidden drivers of the body. They activate the enzymes that convert food into energy. They regulate
magnesium.
They regulate cellular signaling, gene expression, and stress hormones. Exactly what he talked about here. If you have a mineral deficiency, things just don't work. It's like a motor, the engine, you don't have the proper components to build it, and you're wondering why it's misfiring. Well, it's a V12, but we only put 10 pistons in it. Well, how's that supposed to work? Well, we don't know. We'll see. So you misbuilt this engine, and you wonder why it's running horrible, because all these different building blocks, the minerals and vitamins, are missing. That's exactly what happens. That's why the Ultra Multiple Powder is such a product that it has such great results on there, and why I continually tell everybody that is your basis on it. So what happens when your cells run low? You have to look at the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell that converts nutrients from food into ATP. ATP is the molecule that serves the body's primary form of usable energy. This conversion is a multi-step process that heavily depends on enzymes, most of which require minerals and vitamins to function.
Magnesium.
Magnesium was a key product in here.
In over 300 biochemical reactions of the body, magnesium.
That's why I was looking for a can. I was going to hold it. I don't have one over here. I used it all up.
We both used
it. Yeah, we both used that one up. And I tell you right now, that magnesium product, when you start running it, you start running more and more of it. You notice you keep feeling better and better and better. Now, a lot of times you got to start off with a lower dosage. There's one behind me. Right here. You guys like it. Can I open stuff up?
Is it brand new? Empty.
Completely empty. I got a scooper in here. Anyways, magnesium brain food. This is why this is probably one of the number one products we have on the site with the highest amount of reviews. Once you stack this product with the Ultimate Multiple Powder, and I found out now that's probably the best starter stack. The multiple powder and the magnesium brain food. If you're looking at killing into a budget, you're looking at keeping things really tight on cost, and you're trying to stock up on some subs and have some backup subs, but you don't want to just grab everything, you're trying to keep it really tight, the magnesium and ultimate multiple powder, those two go together. And if you really want to stack it, it's the purple stick. That's the trifecta.
And then if you really want to put it together, then you have the official.
The omega-3 fats.
Then you got a product.
Yeah, and we have multiple options for the omega-3 fish oil. So that's why I haven't really put them together on all that, but I might put a kit together.
I want to say this right here. When mineral availability is low, like magnesium is low, mitochondrial efficiency drops because your mitochondria have to use B vitamins and minerals and magnesium in order to function. And without that, it doesn't work. It said in 2020 review published in Nutrients Described, have mitochondria are more than just energy producers. They're also involved in how cells communicate and function. Mitochondrial function depends on vitamins and minerals that work with enzymes to carry out their jobs. Diets that are rich in ultra-processed foods and relatively low in whole foods may therefore compound this problem by crowding out foods that provide essential nutrients precisely when the body needs them the most. Now, here's the problem with that. I got to fix this. This is wrong. The vast majority of the food that we eat has been processed, and there are no nutrients left in it, and it's been grown improperly, and it's not organic.
Even stuff that's not ultra-processed.
That's right. It doesn't exist. If they don't put the raw materials back into the soil, like the different trace minerals, you don't get them.
Well,
in your
crop rotation doesn't exist anymore. That's an old thing really important.
Some of our food that we eat now, even when it's not ultra processed, is 70, 80, 90% deficient in different nutrients because they're not put into the soil.
Even
the
vegetables.
Yes, all of it.
Vegetables.
And so they put four or five nutrients into the soil to make it big and pretty, but it doesn't have any nutrients in it. It's got to have the density of the nutrients.
It's right here. It says that. Even if you eat a full diet of fruits and vegetables, you're getting fewer minerals than you think nowadays.
That's right.
There. They argued in 2024 review published in Foods that nutrient density of modern crops has declined significantly, largely because our agriculture system prioritizes volume over nutrition. Aggressive high-yield crop breeding and intensive industrial practices have been found to collectively degrade soil health and diminish the mineral content of modern fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
I feel like somebody just said that.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing I've got to say, and this is kind of interesting. In a developing brain of a child, when you give them a stimulant, it calms them down and lets them focus, like Ritalin or Adderall. Or if you give them coffee, it'll do the same thing, or purple sticks. Now, I'm not advocating that you give any of these drugs to these children whatsoever, but I will say this. When I was a kid, I was pretty hyper. Surprise, surprise, right? And finally, I'm about 7 years old, and my mom's having her morning coffee. I'm about to go to get on the school bus. And I said, I want a cup of coffee. You think, no, you didn't. Well, she already had given me a beer, and I was already lighting her cigarettes for her. So it was one of those kind of childhoods, right? I guess it would be, you call it a laissez-faire childhood. Let them do whatever they want to do as long as they make good grades. And I tell you what, one thing it does do, it does teach a child a lot from mistakes they make if they survive the childhood. In other words, what's that water box going to do when you poke it? Well, you know, if somebody doesn't tell you that it's probably going to bite you, you're probably not going to be around to talk about it anymore for the rest of your life because you're going to be in heaven. But the reality is I was drinking coffee every morning. I was being, pretty hyper. I guess I really am hyper. yeah, I'm still hyper. I ended up basically calming down for school. Well, then finally one morning I was late getting out of bed, and I didn't have my coffee. And you already know what happened to me.
The headaches.
Oh my gosh! I was probably 10, 11 years old.
And what happened to me?
And I'm like, I'm holding my head, going, "Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me?" And I had this insane headache. I mean, I had to like put my head down, sleep in class all day because my head hurt so bad. And finally, one of the people in my mom's German beer tavern said, "Ah, it's a coffee headache." And I'm like, "Ah." And that was it. Well, I stopped drinking it.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I'm not gonna do that. And here's the mind of a 10-year-old going, "I'm not gonna drink something that makes me addicted, give me headaches." And I just stopped.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was 8 years old. Mom always had us light cigarettes for her. That's a bad habit, by the way. Don't let your kids do that. Don't smoke anyhow. And I remember, finally,
I mean, I got to remember, dude, this younger generation, nobody even has the cojones to smoke anymore. They want to hit their little purple puff vape pen that looks, I'm not even going to see on the show what they always look like. I'm like, why are you sucking on a big pink vape pen? You do understand, brother, you look unbelievably homosexual right now while you do this all day.
I didn't really think about that.
That's obvious. Like, I'm to believe it at that.
Back to my story.
Back to your story.
And so I went. So my mom went over to the bar one day, and she left a pack of cigarettes in the house. I'm 8 years old. I'll never forget. We had a little bench, little wrought iron bench with a green, pillowcase pad on it. And I remember I sat down. And I said, "I'm gonna smoke me a cigarette. I'm eight. I'm a big boy now." I lit that thing up. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna inhale. And I took one deep inhalation on that. I fell on the floor. Thought I was gonna die, choking and coughing, rolling around the floor, screaming and yelling. Put the thing out and said, "That's it." I never touched another one. My mom would ask me, "Well, you wanna light me a cigarette?" No, not touching that again. Now think about it. That's the mind of an 8 year old. Now you think, well, I can't believe you didn't get addicted to them. I didn't want to do it because it's bad.
And that's the problem with the vapes.
Yeah.
You get an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, they watch their mom or dad suck on a big pink flute all day that's blowing out cotton candy strawberry smoke, and they go, "Oh, wow, that smells really good. Oh, wow, that looks really cool."
Brilliant marketing.
And they go, they try it. It doesn't choke them up. It doesn't make them fall on the floor. It doesn't stink to high heavens like cigarette. And they go, "Whoa, I got a really hard buzz right now. I'm kind of dizzy. I'm going to do that again." Cigarettes, you gotta want to smoke cigarettes. You have to want to chew chaw. I mean, when I dipped back in college, it was not for the weak-hearted. Big old thing of Skull Copenhagen. You didn't do that unless you wanted to do it. And that they made it so stinking easy now to get addicted to this stuff with young kids. Now, I got a couple comments.
And they tell you
that
nicotine is not addictive. That's such a lie.
That was insanely addictive. Tom Jones, another good show this morning. Thanks, brother. I got STR Goddess. I thought that was SRT. I was thinking you were a Motorhead for a second. She made a comment on here, said, "Austin, when are you going to make the ultimate multiple in pouches like the purple sticks to make it easier for travel?"
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Well, we did the pouches beginning with the purple sticks, and then everybody wanted in a can. So I guess we got to reverse it.
The powder's in a can too, though.
But then we had it in a packet.
Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Good idea. I might do that. Here's the only issue that you run into with the packets, because we already know this with the purple sticks. It massively increases the cost of the product because they have to go through specific packet machines, seal them up. It's not
impossible. It slows up the production.
Massively slows up the production. If I have a demand for it like that, I would do it, which I might. I'll ask everybody. What you can also do, and this is what I personally do if I'm going on a short trip, they make different size Ziploc bags. They make some that are like a small square bag.
And they also have Tupperware that's like that big.
Correct.
It's tiny.
And they have Ziploc ones too that are small that are good for like two or three scoops. Mm-hmm. And what a lot of times I'll do on a trip, I'll just do two or three of those, and they're for each day. So I'll take them and open them. It's a little inconvenient. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes before I go on a trip. But I do that a lot with the multiple powder.
I do the same thing.
And the magnesium. So that's my answer on that. But we'll look into it. Hayden said on here, "Love Health Master's been using products for years. HGH Stem, Magnesium Brain Food, Ultimate Multiple, GHI. It's all incredible. Thanks for all you guys do. Pray God continues to bless you guys." Thank you.
Oh, well, Mike called me up. He'd been running real high sugar, started on the GHI yesterday and the insulin support. Man, sugar dropped down to under 100 one day.
What did I say on the show yesterday? Yeah. I said he'll be all right. Yeah. He'll be all right.
Oh, by the way.
And I got one more on here. Lily, he was on yesterday. Yeah. B12 is great. B complex is great. And wife says it keeps me calmer.
Maybe I need more of that.
I don't know. It keeps me wide open, wide going. But I don't necessarily stay calmer on it. I stay more even keel.
More relaxed.
I'm never relaxed. But it's more even keel. I don't get as exaggerative aggressive, I guess you could say. Lana says,
"You being aggressive?
Aggressive in situations that don't call for it." That's what the B complex does and the magnesium does. So, yeah, I got some comments on here this morning.
Oh, I had an interesting text sent to me yesterday. It was really good. I'm gonna read
what
it
you got?
It was interesting. It's a quote, and it's from The Art of War.
Art of War?
Yeah. A good man without strength is only hoping evil has mercy.
That's a fact.
Now you think, I'm going to repeat that. A good man without strength is only hoping that evil has mercy. And boy, is that the truth. Boy, I tell you what, I learned something in high school, and I learned something in elementary school and everywhere through there. The only way to stop bullies is you got to be bigger, stronger, faster. And then it stops it. And so you it's funny, when you learn that the hard way, when you get picked on something, you know what happens to you often in most cases? You start working out.
You know what Jeff used to always tell me? He said, in order to stop violence, one has to be capable of violence. Ironically, when you think about that, it's true. And so you can't sit there and say, well, I'm going to defend my family. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And then you can't even handle yourself in a, you know, hand-to-hand situation.
By the way, Trump, speaking of hand-to-hand situations, Trump's top general walks out. 4-star.
Really?
Yeah. A Pentagon executive moves to gut his command in a sweeping purge. The guy just said, no, I'm not doing it. He's going to be demoted to a 3-star general. And he's about to retire. Now, think about that for a second. You think, well, what does that mean? It means a huge
that's
reduction
of pension. That's huge in the military.
No, that's about it.
It's not about the money at all in that position. That is not about the money.
No, but it's a $100,000 cut
it
in your pension.
It doesn't matter. That is a doggone position that you have built. You have worked your entire life for in the military to get there. The money, yes. That's being stripped down like that. Oh, gosh, no.
Well, you know what's funny to me, and I'm not going to say right or wrong or whatever, but you know, Hitler, when he was in World War II, he stopped listening to his top generals. They warned him about that Russian front.
And look what happened.
He was moving divisions on the doggone board that didn't exist any longer. They were all destroyed.
They're dead.
and whenever the generals say, well, they don't exist, where are they?
I want one there now. He's like, you don't just put a new division there. They're dead.
They're not there.
There's no supply chain to even start a new one.
So whenever you have people who are in the military who really know what's going on and they're warning you about like a ground invasion of Iran, and you don't like what they're saying and you decide that you're going to pull the plug on
them. That happened with Hegstead. Mm-hmm. It was like 14 or 15 generals that stepped down that retired when all that was going on. They wanted to do. Remember, Hegstead and Trump were ranting about doing a ground invasion. Rubio got on TV. You remember all this Iran 2 months ago? Got on TV. Oh, yeah. If it's necessary, we're sending troops in. And all the generals are like, no.
Well, you know, when Patton, you know, and during World War II, slapped that soldier.
Yeah.
He slapped that soldier. I mean, just slapped him upside the head because he said, thought he was a coward. I mean, all the world's newspapers came after Patton. But then a lot of people that were in the military thought it was great because that guy was acting kind of cowardly.
Yeah.
Now, whether Patton should have slapped him or not slapped him, I get still a big debate that you can talk to somebody else about because that's not my choice and I don't care. They're all gone anyhow. But the reality is this. When you start doing things to your top brass, it really causes the groups of people underneath them that are loyal to them to become extremely disillusioned. I'm just telling you the truth because, you know, if you love your general, I mean, I knew General Schwarzkopf. I knew General Colin Powell, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I was friends with both of them. Did a bunch of seminars with both of them. And the people underneath them absolutely love those guys. They call Schwarzkopf the bear, big old boy. I remember one time it was so funny. They wanted him to go buy and look at a brand new Humvee. It was so funny. He wouldn't do it. And I said, why won't you look at the Humvee? He goes, they just want to get a picture of me in front of it. They can sell it. And I thought, oh, okay. You're not going to wear that. And I remember then Colin Powell was always so funny. He'd follow me sometimes at a seminar, and he'd go, oh, great. I get to follow Ted again. It's too hard to talk to after he talks. You know, and I always laughed at him when he said that. But I like Colin Powell. I like General Schwarzkopf. They were really, really nice people. By the way, Germany now is in certain pools in Germany, swimming pools, that the people who don't speak German can't go to them. I mean, and you think, oh, I thought for a second they're going after Muslims. No, they're going after people who don't speak German because they can't follow commands.
Yeah.
Yeah. That water's 3 meters deep.
It's 1 meter deep.
And they don't understand it.
And they dive and break their neck.
Yeah. Well, dude, you got your brat child running around. You can't have children running around. They can't understand German. So they're banning them now saying they can't come in.
Good. Oh, yeah. I kind of wish they'd do that here in Florida. If you didn't speak English, you'd get banned from the pool. Oh, did I just say that?
Well, I think they need to do it. The doggone Lake Auburndale.
Oh, you have to show Auburndale driver's license, or it's $25 a launch.
They changed it.
I talked to them the other day. I said, thank goodness.
That's great.
It was money we spent, taxpayer dollars, with a really nice facility. Yeah. Huge boat ramp, volleyball thing, millions all in Armadale. And we ran into a problem a couple years ago because we had to, it was more simplistic, old school boat ramp, Max Beach. It was whatever. But the problem is it got completely inundated with Puerto Ricans out of Poinciana. Now, I'm not picking on Puerto Ricans. It's just what they were. This is law enforcement's words to my ear that had to work details there. And they said, basically, all these Puerto Ricans from Kissimmee and Poinciana, which is about 20 miles down the road, found that this was an open boat ramp. They didn't charge anything. Basically, there weren't a lot of people here. And they all would descend on it all weekend. The first time I ever remember in Auburndale where they had little digital signs out, nobody at Max Beach after 6 p.m. They were kicking everybody out after 6 p.m. because the fights, the belligerent, to a point they said no alcohol possession at the beach at all. Meaning if they showed up and you had any alcohol, they were arresting you or fining you. That was never an issue before either because these individuals were taking everything over. They'd show up with like 200 of them. They'd play music so loud you couldn't even talk. I stopped by the one time talking to cops. Like, no, we're dispersing everybody again. And I thought to myself, how sad is it when you're part of a group of individuals and everybody hates you when you show up because of your behavior? And I'm not picking on that specific demographic. It could be anybody. But think about that for a second. At some point in time, you need to evaluate your general public behavior when you show up and all law enforcement have to respond to you. They have to kick you out early and shut the park down, and everybody wants you to leave. Maybe you need to think about how your actions affect other people.
You know, yesterday I talked to a police officer here in town. Nice guy. And he said, well, we've had to get 52 officers down. We're looking for more. And I said, 52 officers for Auburndale? We said like two, right? Literally. And he said, well, it's all the subdivisions. And I said, let me ask you a question. He goes, well, they're out on 559 where we are. I said, why is it they're all Hispanic? He goes, we don't know. And I said, why is it nobody goes to work? And he goes, we don't know. I said, why do the cars never leave the driveway? He goes, we don't know. Nobody knows. But he says, nobody wants to go out there because it's too dangerous.
What they've told me is they'll go to a response at a house or call at a house or something at a house, and all of a sudden, all the houses around the vicinity area, everybody starts coming out of the house. That's the problem. He goes, so we're here, dispatch. We've got my officer, backup officer, and all of a sudden, we're dealing with three or four, five or six people in one house.
30 or 40 in the neighborhood.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, the other house comes out because they're little friends. Next one comes out, they're little friends. Now, all of a sudden, you've got 30, 40 people standing in their driveways and standing in their yards.
With two police officers.
If you understand that from a combat situation, that is extremely stressful to be in.
It's non-defensible.
It's not defensible.
Unless you have an automatic weapon.
But they don't. Auburndale carries Glocks. They carry the Glock 17. You know, they may have an M4 shotgun in their car. You ain't going for it fast enough. You got 30 or 40 people. And I'm not saying those people are going to do something like that. I'm not claiming that. But from a law enforcement standpoint, you have to prepare for a situation like that.
You know what? If I had to get out into a situation like that, I'd sling an M4. I would. I'd have it around me. I'd have it so I could grab it.
And then what they do, then every single person in that area pulls a camera phone out, and they start getting near the officer, and they start talking about how they're Gestapo and they're Nazis and how you're showing up to a dispatch of them for. This is what's happened now. This is what a lot of people don't understand, both sides of this narrative with law enforcement and the ability to show force. I'm not all pro-law enforcement behavior all the time. Sometimes they do some really out-of-control stuff. But a lot of times the public actions are a lot different than what you perceive them to be on these stupid social media videos that people post. And you get 10 or 15 people standing around a cop. It's not a simple dispatch call. And they're recording him, provoking him, cussing at him, threatening him. That is a very stressful position to be in from law enforcement standpoint.
Well, it makes you not want to be law enforcement. The Major League Baseball commissioner says players will not be fined or penalized for wearing Bible verses during the Pride Week.
It's about time.
Wow. Golly. Major League Baseball player commissioner Rob Manfred has confirmed players will not be fined or penalized for wearing Bible verses on the uniforms during Pride.
You know, the MLB has maintained so much more integrity than the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't even compare the two. That's why I've supported the Rays over in Tampa. They've been a much more staunch professional team. The football teams have just gone bleh. NFL. Now, here's an article.
All rigged.
Activated folate versus folic acid.
Ooh, no comparison.
A lot of people have asked this question.
We changed this in the HGH stimulator.
We did. Now, the reason why this is a huge deal is because they're finding out more and more now that certain individuals don't possess specific gene to be able to process regular folic acid, because folic acid has to be converted into folate in the body. Folic acid, a lot of times for some people, if they don't have the gene, is completely useless. There's some cases that they're saying a 100% more absorption and increased uptake of folate or 5-MTHF compared to folic acid. It says folate is a general term of vitamin B9, water-soluble vitamin that includes chemically similar compounds essential in periods of rapid cell growth division. It is essential for women while they are pregnant. Recognition is growing that it also benefits cardiovascular health, mood, and cognition. Recent data suggests the need to distinguish between naturally occurring folates and folic acid. Terms often mistaken are used interchangeably, but this is a mistake. 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, 5-MTHF, has been evaluated as a significantly better alternative to folic acid supplementation. Now, this is a long research study. Put me on camera four. I want you guys can read through this. I don't have time to read through this whole thing today on here. But at the very end, I want you guys to read this just to basically speed it up for time's sake, because I'm going to cook the clock if I'm not. Conclusion. Testing every pregnant woman for the existence of a mutated MTHR gene isn't a standard medical protocol. It would be very expensive, quite frankly, if every single pregnant woman you had to test for this. It said most women expressing the MTHFR polymorphism may not experience perceived advantage of FA supplementation, but the potential risk because they are less able to transform it. Because the association between MTHF morphism, polymorphism, which is a gene expression, they can't convert it, which means if they're pregnant and they're taking regular folic acid, the baby's not getting folate because the body can barely convert it. It says low folate concentration has been assessed in those with the gene issue. The direct supplementation of an active form such as Quatrec folate, which is what we use in everything now, 5-MTHF, through supplementation, prenatal vitamins, and dietary supplements should be strongly considered as being universally beneficial. Meaning, this is clinical trial here. I mean, they're stating it is absolutely crucial that you take this if you're pregnant, period. You've got to take MTHF. You cannot run regular folate. Now, even people that aren't pregnant, like men that can't get pregnant. Oh, I'm going to get banned for that one. YouTube's going to ban me. I just said women can't get, or men can't get pregnant.
Whoa, now, you know better than that, Austin. remember Arnold was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Even men that have this gene expression, it's important you take it. So the reason why I'm saying this all, back to a lot of the products you find on Amazon Prime and all the other little cheap products they carry on there. A lot of them don't use methylcobalamin, like B12. I can go to another article on that if you guys want. I've talked about it all the time. Most of them don't use real MTHF. These products are unbelievably cheap, and there's a reason why they sell them so cheap, and there's a reason why real products make real results. There's a reason why a Corvette Z06 is more expensive than a Toyota Corolla. It's not because one's outlandishly better than the other.
Actually, it is.
Well, no. As far as from a specific thing. Well, you're not getting 45 miles a gallon in a Z06.
And that one will take you from point A to point B.
Right. Well, as far as a drivability standpoint of just taking you to here as transportation, you don't need a Z06.
I got to run a Z06 on a doggone track a few years ago. That thing is fast.
But my point in getting it is there's a reason why a Z06 is 130 grand and a Corolla is 25. It's the cost of products and the cost of different things that go into it and the R&D and the engineering. So when you sit here and say, well, I'm going to take a product from Walmart that's $5, it's as good as your product, Austin, that costs $39. No, it's not. It's not going to do the same thing. It's not going to respond the same. It's not going to perform the same. It's not going to do anything the same if you're looking at top performance, best energy, best calculations, best factoring of everything possible. So again, if you want quality, stick with Health Masters. And by the way, I told you guys early on the show, if you guys are late coming in, type in VIP ship. Brand new to you guys today. Oh, like shakeover. Brand new. We're doing this for one day only. Well, about a day and a half only. VIP ship gets you free express shipping. Very, very quick, I might add. You guys will find this out if you use it.
$199.
All orders are $109 or more. This is Health Masters hold my beer Amazon kind of day. I'm going to outdo them.
At least for this week, we will. And make everybody realize how good the Prime shipping is that we have.
And if you haven't tried the product, give new listeners a chance to try something, experience it, see the results you get from it, and actually realize how good our products are. So thank you for the support, guys. Thank you for – I haven't even checked YouTube. I'm sorry on that.
You know, I was thinking a second ago as I was walking over there and rinsing out my glass from my GHI Purple Stick this morning.
Yes.
While you were talking about how we have this problem now that we can't take regular B vitamins if they're not methylated and change them out in our bodies anymore. We can't methylate them. Can't use them. And I started thinking about Jurassic Park.
All right.
Okay. Remember what they said? They said, how do you prevent these dinosaurs from basically reproducing? And they said, we make sure they don't absorb lysine. They can't manufacture it. You remember that?
Yes, I do. Remember? I completely forgot about that.
And they said that prevents these things from reproducing because they have to be given supplemental lysine. Remember?
Yes.
Remember?
Okay.
Now, here's a question I have for you guys. Let's go esoteric for just 10 seconds. Why has human DNA been altered not to be able to absorb proper B vitamins unless they're methylated first? Has somebody been messing with us?
And why is Roundup glyphosate specifically attack glycine as well and all types of other amino acids? It stops the absorption of nutrients in this colon and small intestine.
No, think about it for a second. I mean, we're being messed with so bad by these entities that run the planet from these other dimensions. You think, well, this is weird. We're on YouTube. We're talking about this. Well, we're not making anything really wild. This morning I was talking to somebody and they were talking about how you see certain planets that are supposed to be against the sun, that are supposed to be behind the sun, and you still see them in the sky. And he goes, why is that? I mean, he's asking me these questions. And I said, well, if Mercury or Venus is behind the sun, how can you see it with a telescope?
You have to give me the answer.
What I basically told him was everything we've been told is pretty much a lie.
Yeah.
Because we're living in this holographic universe that we're in, and it's been manipulated so much. But how in the world do they come in and change DNA so you can't absorb B vitamins unless they've been methylated before you take them? It's really kind of messed up. And then the other day, a couple weeks, we were talking about how ticks were being released. We talked about this, to bring these, so you can't eat meat because you don't want to eat meat, you get sick. And now, article, Daily Mail, ticks that spread life-threatening pathogens are detected in new counties, creating the perfect storm for devastating diseases. Wait a minute. As two tick species that carry dangerous pathogens are thought to be invading New England State, Connecticut, etc. But now these have been discovered in different areas also. It said a bite from this tick can spread erychlocosis. Okay, I'm going to spell it. E-H-R-L-I-C-H-I-O-S-I-S. Figure it out. I have no idea how to say it. A bacterial illness that causes flu-like symptoms, including fever and headache and muscle aches, fatigue. If left untreated, it can cause kidney, lung, or heart failure. Remember when Jesse Ventura was doing that TV show, Conspiracy Theory? You remember that, Austin?
Yep.
It was about 20 years ago now. And he did a whole thing about Plum Island creating ticks and releasing them that cause Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Insects are a very, very, very efficient way to spread junk because nobody's running around with needles. But they are. The insects do with their proboscis and their mosquitoes.
Well, they were running around with them during that one thing that happened in 2020. Everybody gets shot.
Oh, I remember that. But so be careful. So if you're going to be in the woods or whatever, use that stuff to get rid of the, to avoid getting these ticks to latch onto you. And another sign says, outrageous scientists push to create ticks that spread red meat allergies. Isn't this biological terrorism? That's a good question, isn't it?
It
said a recently unearthed study has set off a tidal wave of outrage after scientists claimed it was morally justifiable to infect people with the virus, making them allergic to red meat. I'm going to post this for you. But guys, you can go back and read all this stuff because I like to post the stuff that we talk about on the show, but sometimes we don't have time to read the entire articles. I know you guys can do it yourself. But the crazy part about it is, remember, these entities that run this planet, they like to experiment on us. You think, well, no, they don't. Yeah, they do. And they're always doing crazy things to us to try to alter the genome. Remember, they don't like our DNA because we're made in God's image. So they'd like to change it, do things to it. And we could talk about frequency of DNA changing and all the other stuff with RNA changing and all this other stuff using energy fields. But we won't do that today. But it's important. Oh, by the way,
I got an interesting article.
Oh, what is it?
We're super on glycine, right?
Great.
It says the forgotten amino acid in slow-cooked foods, the building block of protein, glycine, the same amino that completely stops absorption with glyphosate, Roundup, in food, blocks all glycine absorption, that glycine, was once obtained naturally from a high diet and slow-cooked connective tissue, bone broth, and marrow.
How about that?
Now, I love stuff like crock pots, Instapots. We have a thing at the house we do all the time. We do this beef, like broth brisket. We get this big old chunk of beef and slow cooks for like 7 hours. And it's incredible.
No, I've had it.
We got it dialed in, the timeline on it, and the flavor of it. And on top of that, it's unbelievably healthy for you. And I didn't realize how healthy it was till now. It says, bone broth simmers for hours, fall off the bone lamb shank, rich slow-cooked meats, buttery bone marrow spread on toast. These foods were delicacies. They were once regular meals. Without knowing it, generations of home-cooked meals will provide an overlooked nutrient, glycine. Glycine is the body's smallest amino acid, and it plays an important role in repair and inflammation. During periods of stress or increased physical strain, the body needs even more. Glycine makes up roughly one-third of all collagen. One amino acid makes up almost one-third of all collagen and is structurally essential for skin, joints, tendons, ligaments, and fascia. This is wild here. It's more than just a structured amino acid, Dr. Jody Duvall says. Glycine is needed for some of the body's most important repair and protective processes. It's the main precursor to glutathione as an amino, often called the body's master antioxidant, which defends cells against oxidative damage. Okay, follow me for a second here, guys. I'm talking about glycine. I told you guys the clinical studies that were showing glyphosate, high usage of glyphosate, stops glycine uptake. It blocks it. It prevents it. You think about this for a second. You wonder why so many people are having all these issues with inflammation, gut problems, health problems, tendon problems. I know people in their 40s and 50s that weren't even heavy bodybuilders or anybody in extreme sports, and they're having all these joint problems, shoulder problems all the time. Why do you think that? It says right here, it plays an important role in repairing inflammation during periods of stress or increased physical strain. The body needs even more. Glycine is the smallest amino acid.
Glyphosate stops absorption.
Do you see where I'm going here with this? And all this stuff that your body needs, like glycine.
Like I said, experiment on us.
Yeah, it is. It's anti-inflammatory. During periods of intense exercise, poor sleep, chronic stress, or inflammatory illness, demand for glycine rises significantly because the body needs it for repair. That's why this product works so good. A third of this product is apparently glycine. As it says right here in the thing. It makes up a third of collagen. Third of collagen. Goes on to say here, when intake doesn't meet demand, recovery suffer. Clinically, I often think of glycine as a buffering amino acid. It helps create calm and inflamed systems. But where that's the gut, brain, joints, or liver, part of glycine's anti-inflammatory effects appears to come from the way it helps regulate immune signaling. Glyphosate helps reduce the activation of inflammatory cytokines, which helps stabilize immune cells' activity. This is crazy to me. And understanding now, says modern diets create the gap, They said traditional diets naturally contain far more glycine because they use slow-cooked meats, bone broths, skin, cartilage, tendons, and other connective tissue, often through whole animal eating patterns. Nowadays, you're not even getting 4 or 5% of
That's why if you get like organic chicken broth, organic beef broth, and you cook with that, it's a lot better because at least it's cooked down.
And that's when we do the beef, that slow cooked beef, that's what we cook that in. We cook it in basically a bone broth, and then it basically sits in that for 6 hours and simmers, gets unbelievably tender, and every time I eat it, I always use a ton of the broth.
Well, I remember in the old days, they used to have a cast iron pot over a fireplace.
Yeah.
And they would just keep it hot all the time.
They threw everything in it.
And they just poured more stuff into it. Every once in a while, they would get down to the bottom and take the bones out.
Yeah.
But they'd cook and cook and cook.
Right.
And get all those stuff in there. All those nutrients come out. Oh, by the way, lifestyle habit the majority of people follow is worse than smoking, study finds. Wow. It says a sedentary lifestyle is far more dangerous than smoking. Very low cardiovascular fitness quadruples the risk of death compared to high fitness lifestyle.
I believe.
While low muscular strength more than doubles it. So in other words, if you don't work out with weights and you don't do anything as far as walking around and doing something, all you do is sit in a chair, it's worse than smoking.
Well, the reason why is you got to understand our bodies are complexly made by God Almighty. Our bodies at no point in history were ever designed to be sedentary, sitting on the couch all day, watching Netflix, drooling on ourselves, eating ultra-processed food. At no point. That's all just debauchery from the devil. He wants everybody to be lazy. He wants people to be inactive. He wants people to have no motivation. So what do you do? You give them products like glyphosate that shuts down their nutrient absorption. You give them ultra-processed food that makes them feel like crap and super tired. Then you give them a bunch of stimulus to try to give them that whenever you want to get them off the couch to do something unproductive. And you put them back on the couch and stare at the TV screen and get brain trained by all the media. That's what they want everybody doing.
That's right. And the thing about it is when you don't get the nutrients in your diet and you don't get to have the food for your cells and for your organs, your body ages prematurely. It dies a lot faster. Here's an article right here. It says, old age doesn't kill us. Scientists reveal the true cause of death. is a few researchers now are showing for neurodegenerative disease says that old age isn't the true cause of death. It's just a time on a biological clock. What specific diseases overwhelm the system, the person dies because of deficiencies. Yep. In other words, your body's not getting into vitamin C, so it's just, everything starts falling apart, and then you die. Well, old age killed them. No, vitamin C deficiency killed them.
This is why, guys, I know so many, including my grandma, so many people you know that were older, that lived on farms, mm-hmm. that drank raw milk, that ate real true vegetable guards and foods, and they ate nose to tail with
beef. They lived to be 100.
And they smoked all the time. Like, everybody smoked back then. They're like 90 years old, still running around, smoking cigarettes. They didn't stop. They're always running. I'm like, we got people now that are like in their 40s and 50s.
They're dying.
Don't even smoke. And they're literally dying. Just their body is literally falling apart at half the time. But you got somebody else that smoked tobacco their whole life, but they ate organic. They drank raw milk. They exercised or ran around every single day. They drank water all day long. They didn't drink sodas. They didn't have high fructose corn syrup. They didn't eat food coloring.
We're eating omega-6 oils.
Soybean oil. That's soybean oil and glyphosate. Those two right there, you want to age yourself, wreck your gut, give yourself probably the worst amount of energy in the world. Eat soybean and basically unorganic glyphosate.
And have alcohol every night.
Yeah.
That just makes it perfect.
I don't even think, me personally, unless you're a heavy drinker, I don't even think that alcohol is as bad as doing glyphosate and basically high fructose corn syrup. And basically being sedentary.
Here's what the researcher said. Researchers propose that the famous hallmarks of aging, like lingering dead cells, damaged DNA, worn-out chromosomes, CAPS might not be the direct killers, but rather the symptoms of a deeper disease causing things like heart disease. And that's directly from omega-6 acids. I went to this health food store the other day, and this lady's really nice, but she's dumb as a box of rocks. Told me she had a PhD in nutrition. I don't know where she got it from, but whatever, I don't care. And she tells me that omega-6 fats are good for you. She tells me that. And I looked at her and I said, Have you not been reading the literature? Oh, they're good for you. And I'm like, no, they're not. An analysis of 2,400 human autopsy reports identified the circulatory system as the primary point of failure. Why? A lot of it's because you're drinking mineralized water and your doggone arteries are turning to stone because of all the inorganic calcium that your body can't absorb.
And then you pair that with no exercise.
And omega-6 fats and glyphosate and. That's why you have all these heart blockages. Even among centenarians, people 100 years of age or older, overall healthy, autopsy revealed they didn't die of old age. They die from cardiovascular diseases. Mm-hmm. A quarter from respiratory failure. That's because the lungs demineralize, and smaller percentages from other specific organs. The theory deals with a major blow to the longevity industry, arguing that increasingly popular anti-aging drugs don't slow aging. Rather, they merely delay one particular disease. While heart attacks caused 39% of the deaths, general heart or lung failure was 38%. So it's telling you right here that if you don't have the right nutrients to maintain that heart, or you're putting a bunch of poisons and toxins into your body all of the time, that you're going to age really fast and you're going to die young. Period. That's what it says. And they're right.
Yeah.
That's why people are always saying, well, why do you look so young? Why do you feel so good? Why do you have so much energy? I'm like, because I don't eat junk. The other day you were diving with this guy, and he's 50 pounds overweight. He's 23 years old. And
yeah,
he buys bags of cookies.
He's a funny kid. He's young. He's out of business. He's Asian. He's from Shanghai. His family's in Shanghai. He's been successful, and he had the hardest time. He's been having the hardest time with females. And he's like, I don't talk to him. You know, there were a bunch of people we knew over there, and I kept trying to enter. I'm like, hey, this girl wants to talk to you. And he's just like, oh. And I asked him, I said, what's going on with you? You're talking about it. He's like, well, I don't know if they're going to like me on this. I said, well, let me tell you something. I said, you're young. I said, there's no reason for you to be 50 pounds overweight. And I said, let's be honest. I'm not picking on you.
He tried to give you cookies.
Wait, every time we stop in the store, he's like, bag cookies. He's like, hey, you want some cookies? I said, thank you for the offer. I said, but do I look like I eat cookies? And he's like, well, no. I said, I'm not trying to be mean, dude. I said, but my gosh, your caloric intake's to the roof. You wonder why you're 50 pounds overweight. I don't even know how you eat this much all day. He's like, I know. Well, then the rest of the trip, every time we went and got food, you know what he got? He got a Caesar salad with grilled chicken on it.
That's because you were there.
I know, but no, because I was giving a hard time. I don't give people a hard time unwarranted. Okay, let's put that out. I don't run around making fun of people. I don't do that. I never do that. I like to make people feel important. If you ever met me, you know that. I don't like being a rear end and trying to make people feel bad about something. But when you keep complaining to me about being fat and you keep complaining to me about girls don't talk to you while you're stuffing your face with a giant bag of Nabisco treat cookies, I'm going to tell you to stop eating so much food if you want to lose weight. Then sure enough, he actually texted me up the other day. He's like, hey, man, he's like, what are the main meals I can eat during the day to really cut down? And what should I cut out?
You may have changed his life.
And I gave him a brief over. And I said, you don't have to go crazy. I said, you're 23. A 23-year-old male has no excuse not to be in shape. Period. If you're in your 20s and you're a guy and you're a skinny, skinny, skinny little kid that's 6'4" and 120 pounds, or you're 5'8", 5'10", whatever, and you weigh 250 pounds, there's no excuse for that behavior. There's none. You're sitting there overeating, indulging on dopamine triggers on your phone all day, being lazy, not getting things done, being unproductive, and then you want to complain to me about you can't talk to girls? I'm going to call you out. I'm going to encourage you. And I'm going to make fun of you at the same time. Just get over it. And sure enough, he's like, text me up again yesterday. Oh, man, I'm going to grab this and this and this from the store. And now at this point, I'm massively encouraging him and building him up and, you know, supporting that behavior.
Because he's trying.
Now I am, because he's trying. You sit there and you eat a bag of cookies in front of me, you complain about being fat and girls don't talk to you, I'm going to call you out on it. Because it's not me being mean, it's me being real. If I could tell you this, I could tell by the way his family's very wealthy. Nobody talks to him the way I talk to him.
I believe that.
I could tell. Because at first he got all flustered. What do you mean? I said, You just ate. I've watched you eat 3,000 calories in cookies in the last 30 minutes. I've watched it. This is making you fat. Oh, whoa. You told me that. I'll tell you it again. You bring it up again. You're going to eat this food around me. I'm going to tell you on it. And so, again, it's not me being mean. It's me being real and truthful. And I feel like that's a segment of realism that's been lost in the United States. It's not about being rude or being mean.
Never ask a German to give you their opinion.
No, don't do that. But like you told me a long time ago, a garden of weeds is a garden of weeds. It can be a beautiful rose garden, but you've got to make the changes and pull the weeds and plant the roses. If it's a garden of weeds, you can't sit there and say, that's a beautiful garden. What planet are you on, dude? That's a horrific garden of weeds. No, it's roses. I pretend it's roses. I like the positive affirmation. Now get out there and pull the weeds and plant the roses. Get the metaphor.
Oh, another article. GM replaces more than 1,000 workers with just 50 robots at flagship Detroit factory. It's coming, bud. And we haven't even.
Oh, my gosh.
And we don't even have the droids working yet. Wait till the droids show up.
They already got them at Amazon now. They're starting to have the robotics, the full robotics for everything.
They're showing us stuff. They're 100 years ahead of what they're showing us.
That's a fact.
They've got full robotics now that can pretty much do anything. They're going to have robots that are going to be so much like a human, you won't be able to tell the difference.
It's around 100 grand, 150 grand for good robotic system. Mm-hmm. And the minimal maintenance on it's around 5,000 a year. That's what I've read on the articles now. Well, if you're paying somebody 100 grand a year and you got your, you know, basically issues with insurance and workers' comp every single year, and they're complaining about working because they don't want to work because they want to make more money, but they don't want to do anything more. That's why they're going to robotics, man. And unfortunately, it's sad. Now, at Health Masters, I'm not using robotics. I don't care what they try to give me on it. The main reason why is I like having a connection with customers. I like being able to talk to people. And secondly, I'm not going to support that beast. That's why I don't touch Amazon. And that's why, again, today, I'm trying to show you guys how much I'm wanting to help you. You understand when I'm doing free VIP express shipping, it is $20, $30, $40 my cost. I'm taking that as a full loss today on orders over $199 with VIP ship coupon code. That's a loss to me. There's no makeup on that money at all. I'm eating all of it today. But I want to show you guys how important it is for me to support my customers and get back to them and go against this Amazon insanity that everybody's supporting their own demise on. So thank you again for supporting Health Masters. I gave you guys that VIP ship coupon early. You'll see the email later on today. Nobody has it yet. You guys are the first ones on it. If you need anything, email us, call us. We're always here to help you best out we possibly can. And thank you for supporting everything with Health Masters and making us your number one Health Masters show. You guys have a good evening. Great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, guys, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. For he is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. Now, some of you say, why do you always talk about Jesus? Because without him, we wouldn't be here.
Why wouldn't we?
Why wouldn't we? And well, I'm not going to watch the show because you talk about Jesus. Okay, when you go find some heathen show to watch, I'm good with that too, whatever you want to do. But the reality is I'm going to pray for you. I pray for you guys this morning. I pray for a lot of people this morning. I want you guys to know that I love you, and I want to thank you again for supporting Health Masters. And guys, we're here to tell you the truth. Now, sometimes that truth is kind of rough, like you tell the guy he needs to stop eating cookies. Sometimes you got to stop eating cookies.
Stop eating cookies.
You know,
have them as a tool, not a crutch. You did something good. Go get yourself a big cookie on a weekend.
Get an organic cookie. Don't eat the stuff with the high fructose corn syrup and the canola oil and that junk. Avoid all of that stuff. And remember, if you take care of your body, God's going to take care of you really, really well. I love you again. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for the free shipping that you're going to take advantage of today. And thank you for your support.